Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. Has Tiger hit the course yet? I think he maybe just teed off a second ago. Obviously, he was in the morning group yesterday. And El Tigre, I believe I'll try and track down if he has gone out there and gotten on the course. He is on the course. He's already won over. How dare you, Tiger? You know, just when I fall in love with you, you know, you got to do this to me. Yeah, he's through three holes, par, bogey, par. Just doesn't feel like it's his. It's his weekend. You know, started the whole tournament with a double bogey. Got off to a rough start. We'll see if he can make a little bit of a run. But it's probably not going to happen this weekend for Mr. Tiger. And you know, there's going to be some people that are erroneously be like, "See, man." Well, hold on now. Okay, the guy just won the Masters. The guy finished second at the PGA last year. The guy was leading the British Open on the back nine at one point and finished in maybe fourth or whatever it was, top five. So, three of the last five majors, because he didn't play well at the U.S. Open last year, but three of the last five majors, he's either won or finished in the top five. So, spare me any like, see you. Chill. Okay? Just stop. All right? Stop it. Totally respect. You know, we're talking about the unbelievable Big Ten money that they got. You know, if you missed it, $759 million was what the Big Ten made in revenue in 2018. Unbelievable, right? I mean, unbelievable. And what's hard is you sit there and you go, you know, I don't think there's any question that the way things are structured, playing nine conference games, not playing FCS opponents, makes it so the Big Ten has the best chance to make the most amount of money, but it's also making it harder for you to make the playoffs, the college football playoff. And so there's a trade-off there where Delaney's in there going, hey, my mission's make as much money as possible. And the coaches and the players saying, my mission's to try and get to the playoff. And it's tough. But one of the things that all that money allows Nebraska to do is go sign two premier coaches in Frost and Hoiberg. I mean, without the massive check annually from the Big Ten, Nebraska probably can't pay Scott Frost north of $5 million a year and Fred Hoiberg north of $3 million a year. Not to mention the fact that there's a pretty high pool of money for Frost to pay his staff and for Hoiberg to pay his staff. You hear Bill Moose talk about on the radio how there's potential renovations being made for football and facilities and whatnot. Like all that takes money, right? And all that comes in large part from what the Big Ten is providing from a money standpoint. So again, there are some people that maybe look at the rearview mirror and say, man, Nebraska, I wish they were still in the Big 12, or man, I wish Nebraska in the Big 10 was a mistake. And while there are elements of changing conferences that have absolutely hurt, I mean, I think it hurt baseball. I think it's set Nebraska back a little bit on the football field in terms of results. I think Bo Pelini had a defense that was built to slow down Big 12 spread offenses. Now all of a sudden he's in the Big 10. You're dealing with, you know, downhill, rugged, run it at you type of offenses. You hurt, longtime rivals, geographical rivals, Kansas, Iowa State, Kansas State, like all those things, absolutely. But the long-term financial gains and financial stability, just too good to pass up. Just too good to pass up. And so I think the hard part is, like, I don't know how I feel about it, though, because I only come at this from, like, I like to assess, you know, like, for instance, if I do a show and if I'm going to be, I'm not going to, like, I'm only care about what happens on the field. And with the Big Ten, I only care about what happens on the field. So, the Big Ten not making the playoff, but then hearing that they got a massive check, does it make me go, oh, well, then it's all good? Now, for some ADs and people that have to pay the bills, you go, oh, okay, well, that makes sense. But that's the thing that's hard, and that's the thing that I still feel like is going to come to a head. Is you have two paths to go down if you're the Big Ten. And the problem is Delaney's going to ride off in the sunset because what he's done in a year as the commissioner. To where guys like Barry Alvarez have tried to spearhead some of this movement. But Nebraska, the Big Ten has two paths here. You either got to alter, you either need to get together and figure out, all right, guys, are we really trying to make it that much harder on ourselves to make the playoff? And you can alter playing 9 conference games, going down to 8 or whatever at some point. Go back to playing Cocoa Puffs University. You can go back to doing that. You put Eggo Waffle Tech back on the schedule. That's fine. And you can do all those things and it'll put you in a better position to make the playoff. I mean, again, I don't think there's any question. You think about the last 2 years, what kept Ohio State out of the playoff was their 9th conference game crossover game. They got murdered at Iowa, murdered at Purdue. If that would have been Iowa Tech and Purdue A&M, they probably win both those games and they're in the playoff the last 2 years. And so it's hard, though. Ohio State's getting cut a massive check, but they're not going to the playoff. So you either have everyone collectively get together and say, all right, we need to take a good hard look at how we're structuring things. You know, if the SEC and the ACC are going to be playing 8 conference games and playing, Cheerios University, then, we got to do it too. That's one path. But I think the path that everyone needs to go down is, again, what I talked about this the other day. Don't treat a symptom, treat the cause. What the real root of this issue is, aka the cause, is that the playoff and its structure is fundamentally flawed. We all would rather see Ohio State play Iowa and Purdue instead of one less conference game, and now they're playing, an FCS opponent or a group of 5 opponent. They're playing Ball State. We'd all rather see Ohio State at Iowa than that. So there's no question it's a better product for us, the fans. And I'm going to tell you, as a player, you go ask all those Ohio State players, hey, would you rather play a home game against Ball State or go to Iowa? They're all going to say, I want to go to Iowa. I know for me, I always hated when it was like, all right, guys, it's Mississippi Valley State Week. You're like, good God. I want to go play the big dogs. I want to go play good teams. So what I'm saying is how the Big Ten has things structured is great. 9 conference games, we all win. Not playing FCS opponents. I love that. Now, not everybody doesn't play FCS, but like, I love that. So again, it's going back to what I've talked about a ton. The root of the issue is the fundamental structural flaw of the playoff and how it needs to expand to 8. It needs to expand to 8. Because that way we all win, right? You expand the playoff to 8, you keep the 9 conference games, which is better for everyone to watch. It's more fun to play and it's more fun to coach. And you assure yourselves a potential spot at the playoff. That is what needs to happen. So while you sit there and say, obviously the one path is like, oh, alter what you're doing, go back to 8 conference games. Nah, I don't want to do that. I'd rather see all your effort and energy exhausted on different ways to try to expand the playoff. Because if you expand the playoff, it's all good. If you expand the playoff, it's all good. Brian emails in and says, if you lose to Iowa or Purdue, you don't deserve to be in the playoffs. See, that's where, like, you think send Notre Dame to Iowa at night. See how, I mean, you think playing at Iowa at night's a cakewalk? You think that's cakewalk? It's not. It is not. So again, I think the root of it is still the playoff, man. It really is. 402-951-1620. Let's grab Bob before you go to break. What's up, Bob? Go ahead.
Hey, Dave. Great conversation about the Big Ten and the different objectives with the commissioner.
Thanks,
and
man.
The coaches and players. But I had a question for you. Do you know if that $750 million that the Big Ten generated, does that include each school's revenue from, like, ticket sales and royalties?
I'm not sure what all goes into that bottom line of revenue. I'm not totally sure, but I'm pretty sure that a big part of it is the TV, you know, the TV contract.
Sure, but that's a big thing if it's all just from the Big Ten and not from whatever Nebraska can do on its own, too.
Well, yeah, I think the lion's share of it is the TV.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, no, you great got it, Bob. Appreciate you, man, at 402-951-1620. All right, as my guy Dan Patrick would say, I say he's my guy. I've never met the guy in my life. As Dan Patrick would say, last call for phone calls. Got a thought, hit me up, 402-951-1620. You can email the show, nick@1620zone.com, or hit me on Twitter, @NickBaugh. Game time.